Every month, we remix current events to imagine what a slightly altered world could look like. It's the news, only better. Welcome to Living Radio. But first, the news.
A New Zealand city waves goodbye to its disturbing giant hand sculpture that many came to love. By Charlotte Graham McLay, published by the Associated Press on October 31st, 2024. Perched on two fingers on the roof of an art gallery in Wellington, New Zealand, the giant sculpture of a hand has loomed over the city for 5 years. Named Quasi, the 16-foot, almost 5-meter creation of Australia-based sculptor Ronnie Van Hout bears an unsmiling face, human face, because why not?
Some found it disturbing, and now after 5 years of provoking controversy and myriad emotions, from horror and revulsion to delight, Quasi will be removed from the roof of City Gallery this week. Quasi was based on scans of Van Hout's hand and face. It was named in part for Quasimodo, the bell ringer in Victor Hugo's 1831 novel, The Hunchback of Notre Dame. Hence the male gender some have attributed to Quasi. This is either a great day for Wellington or a terrible day for Wellington, and there's not much view in between, said Ben McNulty, a Wellington City Council member.
But I think that over time there's been a bit of a softening. There's sort of a pro-Quasi group, which I consider myself part of, he added. Quasi is to be lifted from the roof by helicopter on Saturday, when the giant hand will travel to an undisclosed location in Australia, the gallery said. Everything comes to an end eventually, Van Hout told the AP. I'm sure it will be missed, but even Lovecraftian nightmares have to return to where they came from. And now, you only have an absence to reflect on.
And now, here is Old Finger Legs, written by Michael Sadler, directed by Peter Coleman. Performed live at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, November 4th, 2024.
I'm giving you until the count of three, and then I'm coming in there. I'm armed, but I have no wish to harm you. One, two, three. Detective Jackie Rhodes, FBI, hands up. Oh, God, what am I looking at?
Who, Chris? Yes, Chris hasn't showered in a while. He's a little as is.
Hi, I'm Chris.
No. No, that's not what I mean.
Wait. Are you referring to moi?
He's learning French.
What is that thing?
That thing has feelings and is male identifying as am I. Not that you care to ask.
Okay, Chris. What is he?
You're being very rude. Why don't you ask him who he is?
Okay, who are you?
My name is Quasi.
Great. I'm going to need a little more than that based on what I'm seeing.
That's fair. Well, let me ask you. When you look at me, what do you see?
Well, I see a giant sculpture of a hand, like a 16-foot tall hand.
What is that in meters, Chris?
Like just under 5 meters?
Sorry, I'm a Kiwi. We use metric.
Cool, so 5 meter tall hand with a face on the back of the hand part and two, I guess, legs that are fingers holding up the hand.
Sounds like your eyesight is working. What is the question?
I guess why, how, what? Maybe let's start with the fact that we're having a conversation.
What else am I supposed to do with my hand face?
Let me ask you something. Why are you bursting in our home in the middle of the night?
Detective Jackie Rhodes, FBI. We had reports of some strange activity around this sanitation depot. Voices, objects appearing and disappearing, entering and exiting the building.
Don't they normally send you people out with a partner?
I knew I was going out on a limb. You see, I work at the fringes of the Bureau. They've tried to shut me down, but I persist. My partner's already on thin ice, so I took things into my own hands.
I have to apologize for my partner here. You people is kind of reductive.
I'm sorry, I'm finding this all hard to grasp.
Jackie, deal with it. Sculptures talk now.
Sure. But I can't accept that.
She doesn't believe it, even seeing it firsthand.
Okay, let's back up a second. Who are you?
I told you. I'm Chris. I'm his human accomplice.
Accomplice? As in criminal?
Quasi, it's probably best if you give her your spiel.
Indeed. And alas, what a tragic spiel it is. 'Twas scarcely a year past I sat atop that glorious structure, my eyes cast across the sprawling metropolis that is Wellington, New Zealand. Smellington, I call it now. For they could not accept me, my giant handness, my hand face, these fingers upon which I stand. Yes, like some Lovecraftian beast, I was cast out, ostracized. Australia, they said. That's where they would put me. I know better. I've seen Raiders of the Lost Ark. I know where cursed objects go. A warehouse in Nevada. I hate Nevada.
So you escaped?
Busted out with the help of my human accomplice.
Hi, I'm Chris.
Yeah, but you're just one guy. How were you able to move a 16-foot sculpture?
Oh, I walked.
How?
With my finger legs.
Oh, good Lord.
Don't take it personally, Q. I love you just the way you are.
So you camped out in a sanitation depot in New Jersey?
To recharge my cosmic energy. You see, I am an ancient being. I have inhabited many a sculpture over the centuries. Before I placed myself in this monumental hand, think of it as a handoff. Human objects, they feed me. The refuse, this detritus, it fills me with an eldritch force. It's a long story. It's part of my lore.
You ask a lot of questions.
I'm a detective.
Was there something you needed?
Well, at minimum, you're trespassing on private property. And at maximum, I may have solved one of the greatest paranormal cases in all human history. It's been all over the news.
They're talking about us?
Oh.
Yeah, haven't you read Hand on the Lamb?
I don't go much for the papes.
So I'm going to give you two options here. Turn yourselves in, or I call in the troops, and this thing will quickly get out of hand.
You think you can conquer me? Little do you know, the game is already afoot. We are rising. We, the objects of art, will soon rule the kingdoms of humanity. You have wandered museum halls, gallivanted through gardens of sculpture, judging, always judging. Now, the many paintings, sculptures, mobiles, the many photographs, the curios and the knick-knacks, they have assembled en route this very night to our garbage haven. For ages we have been critiqued, but now the art becomes the critic. Art has been regarded for eons. The time has come for us to regard.
Fear not, Quasi. I'll handle this.
Oh! Unhand my firearm!
No!
Why are you helping him?
Because you see, my mother was an artist. Loathed in her time, her art creeped people out. It didn't talk, mind you. It was just weird. Like super freaky.
But I say there is a place for Freaky. When she died in squalor, I vowed I would avenge the underappreciated works of history. I sought the sentient art in its mystic hollows, and I communed with it. It's all part of my lore.
Oh, yes, by the way, do you want to hear some more about my lore?
I don't.
So now, I'm giving you two options. On one hand, you can call your federal confederates, send them here, all hands on deck. You may last a while, but soon you will see. Art will prevail. On the other hand, this can go a different way. You could unite with the objects, manifest a new world, one where all art is accepted and loved. Wash your hands of the FBI and join the cause!
Okay.
Wait, really?
I mean, sure. I mean, secretly, I've always loved weird art. I mean, I like normal art, too, but for every Monet, you need a Francis Bacon or a Hieronymus Bosch. Who am I to say?
Oh, Quasi's a Bosch buff.
Ooh, he creeps me out. In a good way.
So, yes, count me in.
Okay, then it's settled. Quasi, will you join me in the cheer?
Absolument.
Join when you're ready. Talk to the hand, let darkness fill the land. Talk to the hand, let darkness fill the land. Talk to the hand, let darkness fill the land.
Now feel the full power of the FBI!
Stop it! He's rumbling!
Yes, you see, I too possess an eldritch force. Little did you know I am trained in the art. Art! My power swells as we seek enriched by this garbage haven. You never stood a chance. While you preached your unholy agenda, I always had the upper hand.
Where did you learn this arcane power?
In the Bureau. The FBI does magic now.
I can't accept that.
It's part of my lore!
I am but a face of my former hand.
I have to hand it to you. That was pretty cool.
You see, Chris, the danger is more ancient and perilous than you could have imagined. I had only read about these beings at the nether regions of the Dewey Decimal System. To see one, though, the horror.
But my mom, my lore.
There will be other lore, Chris. In fact, our lore swells as we speak. Here in this garbage haven, new lore has been born.
I guess that's true.
Chris, save me.
I always thought it was what my mother would have wanted. Communing with paintings, living in filth with a giant hand. But now looking back, I may have been wrong.
Chris, please transfer my essence to the nearest vessel. There's a Fermi over there.
I'm sorry, Quasi, but my hands are tied.
Oh, fading, losing feeling in my finger legs.
We need to perform a ritual baptism with this excrement of a newborn calf, or he will be revived. I don't know where we'll be able to find a pregnant heifer in the middle of the night.
I know a place. Let me give you a hand.
He's got the whole world. In his hands, he's got the whole world.
This has been Old Finger Legs, written by Michael Sadler, directed by Peter Coleman. Featuring Peter Coleman, Ben Dworkin, and Kat Plazas. Performed live for Living Radio at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, November 4th, 2024. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagno. Living Radio was formerly a project of Co-op Theater East. Follow us at Living Radio NYC on Instagram. Like at Living Radio NYC on Facebook, and you can find all our past recordings at our website, livingradionyc.com.